Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. I have a pre-holiday Thanksgiving tradition. Monday is trash day, but on the Monday morning before Thanksgiving, I try to take up extra trash in the house. Even if the kitchen trash is only half full, I maximize my weekly trash disposal. Why do you do that, Joel? Because I know the following Monday will not be a normal trash day. Following the Thanksgiving feast with all the guests and family who come over, it is certain there will be extra waste and the trash will be overflowing. I may well not be able to fit it all in. Funny thing is, I was not enthusiastic about taking out the trash as a boy. In fact, I used to complain. Now that I'm a 46-year-old pastor, I think more theologically about my trash. Or perhaps I'm simply on the lookout for a sermon illustration. Either way, I'm now convinced that taking out a lot of trash is not a curse. Taking out a lot of trash means we have been very blessed. I have much reason to be thankful because the Lord provided much, so much that even some gets wasted. And thankfulness for God's abundant provision is part of what our Lord Jesus wants us to see in John chapter 6. Andrew's just handed Jesus what amounts to a sack lunch, 5 loaves and a few fishes. And he wants to know what can possibly be done for a large crowd numbering in the thousands. And Jesus says, "Have the people sit down." And then we read in verse 11, "Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they want. He did the same with the fish. When they had all enough to eat, he said to his disciples, 'Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted.' So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten." Did you hear that? Jesus gave thanks to God for the food that fed thousands of people. And that serves an example to us as we gather around our own feasts. We ought to be grateful. That's part of the reason John mentions Jesus' thanks. In fact, a second time in verse 23. But not the whole reason. Because Jesus then tells this crowd this miraculous feeding was a sign. It was like a sign. You see on the road, Elkhart, 10 miles. A visible marker pointing you to a not yet visible reality. So while thankfulness for the food is appropriate, we're missing what we should really be thankful for if all we're thinking about is how full our bellies are going to be. So what does Jesus want us to be thankful for, Joel? Listen to him in verse 35. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Jesus is saying that the miraculous multiplying of the loaves was a sign pointing to his glory. First, that he himself is the true bread of life. Jesus doesn't want us to merely be thankful for the food that spoils, the waste of which will overflow our trash cans next week. Jesus is the bread come down from heaven. And there's the second thing. Jesus says the food I offer you will nourish you to eternal life. If you feed on me, you will never go hungry, never be thirsty, never die, and more, you will never be turned away. What a wonderful word. Jesus is holding forth the finest feast you could ever be invited to, and you will never be turned away for not making a reservation. 3 times Jesus says, "All you have to do is come." Now you would be surprised if anyone would turn down such a great offer. But that is exactly what John will go on to tell us this crowd does. And what John is saying to you and I who are reading this, don't make the same mistake. John says, they looked at Jesus and had no desire for him. They only wanted what he could give to fill their bellies. He had come to give them himself, but all they wanted was what he could do for them. Dear friend, don't make the same mistake and miss out on the greater feast to give thanks for. Friend, who do you see Jesus to be? Who do you see Jesus to be? Jesus doesn't want to be your server, your table waiter, though he did do that. Jesus wants to sit down at the table with you. I remember Corrie Ten Boom talking about how she grew up thinking that Jesus was another member of their family, because after the prayer of thanks, the family continued to talk to Jesus while they ate. Now that may seem strange to us, but perhaps that's because we're too fixated on the signs of his love and not on him. So what do we do, Joel? Well, as we give thanks this year for our Thanksgiving feast, let's remember we don't live on bread alone, but only by every word that comes from God. And Jesus said to trust him 3 times. He said, simply believe. Believe his words. Believe that the words he speaks are the words of eternal life. And keep coming to him with a thankful heart, listening to his voice, and knowing that he promises to never send any away who come to him and take him at his word, that he is the true bread from heaven. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.